We are about 20 lines down from middle of the page on Samach Dalet Amid Beis. We've been discussing the shaila of whether a ger toshav is allowed to mevatel avodah zarah. Rav Nachman said he can't because he doesn't worship avodah zarah to begin with, so he shouldn't be allowed to. And now we're going to challenge that statement of Rav Nachman again from a long brisa. Eventually, we'll get to the point, but it'll take a couple of twists and turns through this brisa. Meisvei, eizehu ger toshav. So, like I said before, we're going to define who a ger toshav is. Says the Gemara, three opinions. Kol shekibel alav bifnei gimel chaverim shelo lavod avodas kachavim. Divrei Reb Meir, says Reb Meir, a ger toshav is someone who came in front of a Beis Din and said, "I'm no longer going to serve or worship idols." Chachamim omrim kol shekibel alav sheva mitzvos. You have to, a ger toshav is someone who accepts upon themselves the sheva mitzvos bnei Noach. Acherim omrim, who is Acherim? By the way, usually we say Acherim is Rebbe Meir, but over here we just had Rebbe Meir's opinion, so it has to be someone else, obviously, as says Tosfos. Acherim orim elu lo bo lechal ger toshav, ela ezu ger toshav, ze ger ochel nevelos, shakib elav lekayim, kol mitzvos hamuris betora chutz miyusher nevelos. Says the Acherim, the definition of a ger toshav is someone who accepts upon themselves 612 mitzvos, but the last one, the one mitzvah he's not makbid on, is iser nevelos. Anyhow, that is a ger toshav, and now the Gemara gives some details about the ger toshav. Miyachadin etzlo yayin, a Jew is allowed to give the ger toshav wine for him to watch. Rashi says kedei milo yoser, for like 18 minutes or more. In other words, for a short amount of time, you can leave wine in his watch and not be concerned about any yayin nesach issues, because he doesn't serve avodah zarah to begin with. However, you're not allowed to deposit wine by him, in other words, for a longer period of time. Even in the city, which majority are Jews, the same rules apply. Aval, miyachdin etzlo yayin, vafilu bi'ir sheruba ovid kachavim. But the bir chiddush is, you're allowed to be miyachid wine with the ger toshav, even if the city is the majority of the kachavim, majority of idolaters. Nevertheless, we still trust that this person, this ger toshav, has no interest in bringing anyone over to his store to touch the wine, because he has no interest in doing yayin nesach. He has no issue, temptation or desire to do avodah zarah. By the way, that's important. It almost sounds to say that if there aren't any concerns of yayin nesach, then we should be able to drink the wine that a ger toshav touches. But we think, we know that we have the idea of stam yenam. Stam yenam, we say, is already asur b'hana. We don't allow any person who's not Jewish to touch any non-mevushal wine because of yayin nesach issues. But what do you mean? There we know plenty of non-Jews who aren't particularly religious, aren't as strong in any faith, they're atheists, but we don't say that, oh, the law doesn't apply, that the of yayin nesach. That's because we're not talking about touching wine. We're talking about leaving wine in their care. We're not concerned that they're going to touch it. If they touch wine, that would be a different story, and we would aser the stam yenam. So it's an important distinction to keep in mind. Nevertheless, the Brisa continues, Shamno Kiyeno, says that the oil of an idolater is just like wine. What does that mean, that the Shamno is Kiyeno? Shamno Kiyeno Salka Daitach? Does that make sense to say that the oil is like wine? Shema Mikave Yayin Nesach? Oil can't become Yayin Nesach. So it makes it, that doesn't work. Ela Yeno Kishamno. Rather, what it means is their wine is like their oil. It's the opposite. Time in a ger toshav, their wine is like their oil. Their wine doesn't become a yayin nesach. Their oil won't become, it obviously doesn't become yayin nesach. So again, we're not saying that you can drink the wine, but you can certainly get benefit from their wine. Ulishar kol davar hareyu kovid kachavim. But with regards to everything else, they're considered an ovid kachavim. They're considered an idolater. So that Rabbi Shimon Omer, I'm going to finish the brisa. Rabbi Shimon says, Yeno Yayin Nesach. He says their wine actually is Yayin Nesach. He's more strict about Ger Toshav's status with wine. And then, V'amrila, some say, no. What Rabbi Shimon really said was, Mutar B'Shasiya, the opposite, that it's actually permissible to drink, which we certainly don't follow that psak. But nevertheless, we have this brisa, which made one strange, interesting statements. The one strange line was, Ulashar kol davar, with regards to everything else, the Ger Toshev is like an idolater. So that's a, what is that? It's a vague statement. What is it referring to? Ketani miha, Ulashar kol davarav harayu kol v'kachadim. With regards to everything else, he's like a full-fledged idolater. Lamai hilchasa, what's the significance of that statement? Lav demivata lavorus kachavim keobit kachavim. Doesn't that imply, perhaps, we can deduce that he's like, the Ger Toshav is like an idolater in the sense that he's able to be mevatel avodah zarah, and therefore that's against Rav Nachman, who said that a Ger Toshav is not allowed to be mevatel avodah zarah because he doesn't worship it. Rav Nachman, Rei Yitzchak Lo. No, that's not the answer. That's not what the halachic statement or the ramifications of that statement means. Rather, what does it mean? Litein reshus ulevatel reshus. The Ger Toshev has the halachic status of an idolater with regards to a giving permission and nullifying permission. This is just talking about Eruvin. What Eruvin issue are we discussing? So the Gemara says as follows, Uchidatanya, like we learned in a Braisa, Yisrael mumer mishamar shabaso b'shuk, mivatal rishus. She'im mishamar shabaso b'shuk, ein mivatal rishus. A Yisrael mumer, so a Jew who is not practicing Mishamar Shabbos B'Shuk, if he nevertheless keeps Shabbos in public, he can be Mevatel Rishus. He can be Mevatel, he can nullify the Rishus. On, as Rashi explains, when you have a Chatzar which is used by multiple people, in order to make an Erev, in order to carry, everyone has to be bought in. Everyone has to either make an Erev, pay in, to have the bread there, so that everyone now becomes partners in this Rishus and can carry in the chatzar, or they can at least be mevatel their chelik and say, I'm not interested in participating, I'm not interested in having any rights to the chatzar on Shabbos, and then you can get out of it. So the Yisrael mumer, if he at least in public doesn't desecrate the Shabbos, then he can be mevatel Rishus. But she'ein mishamer Shabbos b'shuk, but if he publicly desecrate Shabbos, then ain mevatel rishus, he's not able to be to nullify his rishus because he's considered, at least with this halach regards, as an idolater. Mibnei she'amru, because we say Yisrael nosein rishus mevatel rishus, a Jew is allowed to give permission or nullify his rishus. Over kachavim, achi iskor, but in over kachavim, he has to actually rent it out. You have to rent out the space for him in order to utilize the chatzar, right? That's how we do in our modern Eruvin. In a city, in order to carry, we don't just put up the poles around the city and put the matzah and make the Eruv. The only reason why we're allowed to make this Eruv is the Eruv is made for the Jews. But how do we then exclude or include the non-Jews? The answer is we rent the city, if you will, from the mayor, and now we have permission to utilize the space, and that's what we're discussing here. So when it says that a Ger Toshev is harehu keovid kechavim lechol devarav, it refers to this idea of schiras rishus, that if the Ger Toshev lived in a chatzer with a common courtyard. He didn't live in the chatzer. He lived in an area where there was a common chatzer with him and other Jews. In order to carry in order for the Jews to carry in the rishus, they would have to rent the space from him, and then they would be able to carry. But we end up with Rav Nachman's ruling that the palach miftil, the lo palach lo miftil, that a Ger Toshav is not able to nullify idols because he doesn't worship them. Now, we'll just do the last line over here. Ketzad, what's an example of a Yisroel who gives reshus? How does he give reshus for people to use the courtyard? Omer lo, reshusi knuyilach, reshusi muvtelaslach. Either he can say, my reshus is acquired to you, or I am being mevatel my reshus to you, or kine, then it's acquired. Ve'ein tzarech lizchus, ve'ein tzarech lizakos. You don't need to have any other formal, Rashi says, you don't need any formal kinyan, just the words alone are enough to be mevatel rishus, or to be makne the rishus, and that is enough. But again, the bottom line from this Gemara, the main point is that the palach miftel, the little palach lo miftel, that a ger toshav is not able to nullify idols.